This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. More transcripts have been released from the closed-door impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Washington is bracing for articles of impeachment to be drawn in the House. AP's Mike Rossiter reports.
It was clear Tuesday that the seemingly inexorable march toward impeachment is further separating an already divided Congress. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham blasted House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
I've written the whole process off. I'm writing him off. I think this is a bunch of BS.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer tried to take the high road.
This is one of the most serious responsibilities the Constitution gave the Senate, and it ought to be done in a down-the-middle, fair, bipartisan way.
Public hearings in the House could begin as soon as next week. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gunmen killed 9 women and children in the bloodiest attack on Americans in Mexico in years. Reuters' Zachary Goldman reports.
The horrific murders of 9 members of an American family in Mexico prompted outrage in Washington and calls by President Donald Trump for Mexico to wage war on drug cartels. Cell phone footage of a charred and bullet-riddled car purports to show the scene where 3 adults and 6 children, members of the LeBaron family, were attacked by unknown gunmen Monday. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Tuesday said he grieved for the victims.
I send an embrace of condolence to the whole LeBaron family, to the family members of the victims. This is a terrible tragedy because children and innocents lost their lives.
López Obrador also thanked Trump for his support, but said he didn't think Mexico needed foreign intervention at this time.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. President Trump has approved an expanded military mission to secure oil fields in eastern Syria. Under the new plan, troops will protect a large swath of land controlled by Syrian Kurdish fighters that stretch is nearly 150 kilometers. This is VOA News. UN nuclear inspectors are on the ground in Iran and will report back on relevant activities after Iran said it injected uranium gas into centrifuges at its Fordo site today. Iran's nuclear deal with major powers does not allow enrichment at Fordo. Reuters is reporting Iraqi security forces opened fire at protesters on a Baghdad bridge, shooting live ammunition into the air. No casualties have been reported. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is condemning the killing and kidnapping of unarmed demonstrators by security forces. It is urging Iraq's leaders to engage urgently with the thousands who have been protesting against the government. Police say an anti-government supporter stabbed and wounded a pro-Beijing Hong Kong lawmaker who was campaigning for local elections Wednesday. This marks another escalation in 5 months of protests demanding political reforms in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Government health officials are estimating that millions of cases of heart disease and other illnesses can be traced back to childhood abuse or trauma. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Researchers have been studying for decades how suffering or witnessing traumatic events as a child can affect the likelihood of physical injury or illness later in life. They know that stressful experiences like violence, divorce, or mental illness in the home can affect how a child's body develops and start a path towards smoking, drug use, and other unhealthy behaviors. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says intervention could potentially reduce the number of adults with weight problems by 2%, the number with coronary heart disease by 13%, and depression by 44%. The findings are based on questionnaires from 144,000 Americans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Juul Labs executive is alleging that the vaping company knowingly shipped 1 million tainted nicotine pods to customers. AP Shelley Adler reports.
That allegation comes in a lawsuit filed by the one-time finance executive who was fired by the vaping giant earlier this year. The lawsuit claims Juul fired the executive for protesting company practices, including shipping the tainted products. A company spokesman says the allegations that Juul shipped tainted products are baseless. The spokesman adds the executive was fired because he failed to meet expectations for the job. The company is under siege from federal and state regulators amid an explosion of underage vaping. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading to Germany on Wednesday to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. He is attending to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for continuing a strengthened transatlantic partnership. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.